This is Matter of Taste, a podcast where we take a recipe and kind of follow it. I'm Lisa.
And this is Seb.
And today we'll be talking about yam fries.
Your specialty, eh?
My specialty. I've been making yam fries for a long time now.
How many years?
I would say, ever since I moved out, so, 4 years? 4 or 5 years, wow.
Well, yeah. you're an expert.
I'm a total expert on yam fries. And with something this easy, I don't think you really need that many years of experience.
Great.
So
teach me, master.
So, you know what? You're actually really good at slicing the yams.
I'm really good, yes, because I'm a professional slicer.
You know how to use your knives.
I know. How to cut things.
Yes, you do. So why don't you share how to cut the yam fry?
Okay. Well, the first thing you got to do is peel it.
Yes.
Very well.
I hate that part, actually.
I use a potato peeler.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Isn't there only one? You know, it's mostly just a general vegetable peeler.
I'd like to think of it as a potato peeler that I'm using against its will.
Okay.
On the yam.
It's very sadistic.
No, it's not, but it's more of a creative thing, you know? I'm taking it and using it for something else. So you peel it, and then you start cutting in halves.
Yes.
And then you turn it over, and you keep cutting until they're small. What you got to keep in mind is the person that's cooking the yams, she's going to tell you, I want them sliced as fries. I want them sliced as, what are the other things?
Slanted edges, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's very important. Think of your favorite fries and why it's so crispy is that there's a technique in cutting potatoes and cutting the sweet potatoes in this case. So
once you cut them and you got them on the perfect shape,
yes.
What is it that you do next?
All right. So what I suggest is take a big bowl, throw the yam fries in, get your favorite type of oil out. I change between olive oil and canola oil. With high heat, people suggest canola oil because it can withstand heat better. So that's what I've been using lately. So you just, maybe I'd suggest 1 tablespoon or throw it in with the yam fries and take your spices, whatever you'd like. I've been using chili powder, paprika.
Paprika is really good with
paprika
yam fries.
Paprika is amazing.
That's my favorite, I think.
Yeah, paprika. What's good is smoked paprika. I don't think you've ever tried it.
I haven't.
It actually smells like cooked bacon. It is amazing. So you then take, you know, salt and pepper, and then you just...
Salt and pepper.
And you kind of mix it all together until it's well coated. Throw it on the pan. I'd suggest spreading it out as evenly as possible so that each fry has its own space so that it'll all become crispy. So give them space to breathe.
Yeah, you gotta make sure they're well cooked because if they're raw, they're really, really disgusting, I think. I really don't like them. You kind of like them when they're kind of raw.
They're not kind of raw.
They are not. You're right.
But you like them when they're golden, crispy.
I like them when they're really cooked.
Yes.
Like when they're either really crunchy. Yeah.
Yes.
Or really soft.
Okay.
It's either one or the other. I don't like it when I can feel the yam.
Okay.
I like when you can feel that there are parts that are not cooked.
Right.
Like really cooked.
Right.
You know?
So to have them perfectly cooked, I'd bake them for about 45 to 50 minutes. At maybe 350 to even... I'd start off with 400 Fahrenheit, actually. And then you move to 350 at the very last, maybe 20 minutes, to get that good, golden, evenly coat on the fries.
Oh, so it's 45 minutes.
So it's 45 to 50 minutes, yes.
Pretty long.
Yeah.
What if you're hungry?
You know, there are always pre-cut fries that you can buy.
Okay.
Frozen.
Yeah. Now, the thing with yams is that they kind of look like carrots when they're cut.
Yeah, they do. When they're cut, yes. I thought you were going to say, in general, they kind of look like carrots.
No. Once they're cut, they kind of look like carrots.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
So it's kind of like, if you want to make yams with carrots, be careful. Right? Because that could be a thing. You got to be careful with those because you don't want to mix them up.
That's true.
And the worst thing when you're eating, it's not eating something that doesn't taste good. It's eating something and expecting a certain taste and then tasting something else. And then it's kind of disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't deny that. Not to say that roasted carrots are less delicious, though. Roasted carrots are just as amazing
I like
as
them raw.
Roasted yams.
I like them raw.
You like them raw? Yeah.
Yeah, like in a salad.
If you roast them with orange juice, it's actually amazing. They come out a little candied, a little sweet, and the taste is just exceptional.
They're really good in this, too.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Now, again, roasting carrots and yams, the thing is, you don't cut the carrots the same as the yams. So just cut them differently in different shapes so that you can differentiate.
That's true. So the round things are the carrots, and the potato-ish things, the fry-ish things, are the yams.
Yeah.
So then you know what to expect.
Right, you can classify them in any way you'd like to differentiate them. But in any case, just make sure that they're different. They are cut differently, so you'll know.
Now, good tip. The more you know. So can you tell me about the first time you cooked yams?
Do you remember? I don't remember. That was a long time ago. But I certainly didn't do yam fries for a while. I had just cut the yams, and then I roast them. I roast them with other vegetables, though. If you use eggplant, that's also a really great addition to roasted vegetables as well. Other additions
are...
You know,
I think I've never had eggplant.
You have had eggplant. No way.
Not knowingly.
Wow.
Like, maybe I've had eggplant, but I wasn't aware of it, so it wasn't consensual.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you should try and roast eggplants. They're actually very delicious.
What are those again?
Eggplants are those purple...
The purple ones, eh?
The purple vegetables, yeah.
Yeah.
Vegetable. Okay.
Yeah, I never had eggplants.
Wow, okay, well, we'll definitely let you try some next time.
I might have had eggplants.
But unknowingly.
Unknowingly, yeah.
Right. So, yams are often confused. Well, not confused, but...
With carrots.
No, maybe when they're sliced. But yams are often also called sweet potatoes.
But they aren't they?
You know, I still don't... I think there are minor differences, but I'm still not sure exactly what the exact differences are.
Hmm.
I think in different regions, they're called different things.
Just like the banana and...
Plantains. And lemons and limes, it's
true. Go back to the banana episode if you want to know more.
Right. But I call them yams. I don't know why. I feel like sweet potatoes are too close to the word potatoes, and I like to think of yams as much superior, and much more nutritionally superior, too.
You know I used to call them sweet potatoes before I met you?
Yeah? And now you call them yams?
Of course, I have no choice.
Ah, well, I converted.
You don't leave me any choice. Yeah, I've been converted to yamness.
Yamness. Well, I think everyone should be converted to yamness. Yams just sound a lot better than sweet potatoes, I think. Except
it's
all
like
the recipes.
Yum,
exactly. Yum. And you've told me about this thing called pâté chinois.
Yeah. It's a shepherd's pie. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can make it with potatoes, or you can also use yams.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if here they do it in North America, but I know that in South America they do it. My mom did it. And sometimes she would do half potatoes and half sweet potatoes. And I remember she didn't do this in the beginning of my life. You know what I mean? Like, you know when your mom starts cooking something at a point of your life and you're like, hey, I've been alive all this time and you've never cooked this before? So yeah, yam, shepherd's pie or whatever, she started cooking this like very late in my life, maybe when I was 12 or 13. And it's really good. It's even better than with potatoes. Because it has like this sweet taste with meat. And it's
very complimentary.
Yeah, and you would put cheese on top. And it's really good.
So I'm wondering, why did she start cooking it later on in your childhood?
I don't know. I don't know if she knows stuff and she just doesn't do it. Or if she learns it.
Uh-huh.
I really wonder how that works.
Interesting. You should ask her. But as a child, my mom used to do the same thing. Well, actually, she didn't make shepherd's pie because that's not what we ate as a kid. When she made rice, she would add cubes of yams in it to just sweeten up the rice a little bit. Or she would add shredded yams into the rice.
Into the rice.
Into
really?
The rice.
It was, into white it was rice? Like steamed rice?
Steamed white rice. It
wow.
was delicious. She would also bake yams whole, And, you know, so I didn't grow up with condiments such as sour cream or butter or, you know, knowing to add chives and bacon, all that onto what we would add on baked potatoes today. But it was very simple. All she did was bake it, and she would just add a little salt, and we loved it just like that as kids. So I grew to love yams just as is. And I know that some people, when they see me eat yams, it's a little plain. There seems to be something missing, but I don't know. I've come to just love the natural taste of yams.
Now that's funny, because I mostly hate all the things that I used to eat when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like nowadays, like for example, polenta, I hate it now. Like, I can't eat it at all. And just like my dad, there's stuff that he can't eat because of his grandma and his mom. You know, so that's funny. It's funny to see this contrast.
Yeah.
About how when you're a kid, sometimes you love something because you ate it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are some things that I like because I used to eat it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There are some things that I just can't eat anymore because I've had it too much when I was a kid.
Sometimes as a kid, you eat something very often, but years have gone past and you haven't eaten that certain food for a while now. Don't you kind of miss it? It kind of reminds you of your childhood, doesn't it? I mean, I miss the taste of my mom's steamed rice with sweet potatoes. I said sweet potatoes. There you go. I interchange between those two and I will not say sorry for it because I'm so used to saying sweet potatoes and yams. But there you go, sweet potatoes. I have no shame. Sweet potatoes and yams.
So yeah, let's end it after this big plot twist.
Okay.
This was Matter of Taste, and if you liked it, go on our blog, matteroftastepodcast.blogspot.com, like it, comment, and tell one of your friends about it. Why not?
And tell us about your yam experience. How
your,
you
your
like
your childhood experiences.
Your childhood
too.
Experiences. Yeah, tell us how you prepare yams. We'd like to know.
Yam.
Yam.
Yeah, you could be like, yam!
Yam!
Yeah, but